People told me the self-improvement space was too saturated, and then I dominated the entire place. They said it was like, oh, you can't make self-improve. Like, I still don't think it's saturated, because when you look into YouTube, you've got to realize that you're not really making videos on a topic. It's not like the self-improvement space is saturated, because that's not what you're really doing. You're just making videos on your interests, on you. The brand is you, Sterling. So imagine if someone said, oh, but Sterling, don't you think that Sterling is too saturated? Like, what are you on about? Like, obviously not. You're not on YouTube just yet. So, with a personal brand, there's no competition. People come to you for you. Now, if you start to pretend to be someone else, that can be positive in some ways. But if you start to like only make videos on a very specific subject, okay, here is how to do this one exact thing, then sure, there can be some saturation involved because people are coming to that video for the topic. But the new way where everyone's realizing now, which you see on my channel, is you make videos on your topics, which is quite broad. You've seen I've made videos on lots of different topics before. So people don't come to my videos anymore because, oh yeah, I'm gonna watch some self-improvement. No one searches self-improvement and then thinks, yeah, Hamza, yeah. You come because of Hamza. That's the brand. And inside of it, generally people say it's self-improvement, but it's like, imagine how many different topics I've covered with dating, with red pill and finance and investing and fighting and random stuff like degeneracy and masculinity. It's like at that point, it's no longer just this package of, oh yeah, self-improvement's too saturated. It's just like, oh, here's Hamza's interests. And you can't be too saturated in a personal brand. I think, Sterling, the experience you've had as like a younger entrepreneur, I think in some ways it might have, it might slightly negatively influence you right now, because you found success in switching around business models, doing multiple things at once, and also trying to make money like fast as a young guy. The issue is that the businesses where you can make money as fast as possible, they're usually not as good. And that usually makes you into a weaker entrepreneur. It's so the Gary Vee says this advice, which is jab, 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 right hook. The idea is that you jab and you give your customer avatar free value. This is how we really do business in the modern days. You impress people with something for free in your personal brand, the video that's really nice, or maybe something like, that you've made the course for free, or the lead magnet or something. And you just keep doing that. Keep giving them free stuff. And in boxing, you jab, not really to do damage, but just to set them up for something, because they have to block the jab, which means that if they block for something, that means they're open for something else. So you just keep jabbing, keep jabbing, keep jabbing. You get to know who you're like working with here. Till eventually that's when you see what they need. And that's where the right hook comes from. The right hook is the paid product. That's when you cash out a little bit. So that's what I did with Adonis School, for example. You just keep jabbing free value, free value, free value. Here's another video that's going to change your life. And here's another one. Here's a free Discord server. Here's another thing. Here's a wholesome video of me. Here's a meetup we can all do together. Here's loads of free stuff. And then I'm going to hit. And the longer you delay the right hook, generally, the better. If you can, if you absolutely need to make money right now, then sure, do that. So, for example, you said, you make these shorts. Shorts can probably help you make a dollar faster, a personal brand with a long form content will help you make $1 million faster. I would avoid the drop shipping, quick buck, low quality product kind of businesses. Because even if you make the money in the end, like the money starts to feel pointless when you hate what you do and your self-image goes down with because the quality of what you're doing is terrible. Like you're a smart young man, Sterling. You could be creating something that's actually like really good. You could make your own product. And at that point, it's like you've made something that's good, that people are paying even more money for, and you're getting more fulfillment from it. And you get to actually work harder on it, which is a good thing, because then you get, more pride, more, and you level up more as well. So like, here's the game you're playing. Here's the marathon you're running in right now. It's like the special needs marathon. And it's like, here's the one that you could be running. Here's the one you've got the capability for. So why not just go to this one? It's harder, but why not? So Ali Abdal, have you seen him, the YouTuber? Four
I
million
follow him as
subscribers,
well.
really smart guy. And he has a saying like, post 1 to 2 videos a week for 2 years and your life will never be the same again. It's as simple as that. You can forget everything else. By the nature of being like an intelligent young man, you're going to constantly start improving it as time goes on. If you just post 1 to 2 or 3 times a week, every week, for 2 years, your life will never be the same, and you'll get pretty much guaranteed 10k a month just by the natural act of improving and learning more as time goes on. It can be as simple as that. That's your like already your simple plan to 10k a month. It just takes 2 years. So you can start this 2 years today, or you can start the 2 years 6 months from now or 12 months from now, and future Sterling's just going to look back today. And just think,
I'll
like,
start today.
Good man. Why waste the time? You've already picked the marathon, and it's clear that this is the winner, like the pick that you've chose. I don't think your decision's going to change, especially not if like you don't go and make the progress first. You know, let's say you go post 50 videos. After the first 5 videos, you started to hate it and hate it and hate it. You really hated it. You changed some things, but you still hated it. You still hated it. It was just pointless. You got to 50. You're like, I hate this. Okay, absolutely stop. Even if you hate it that much, stop at like 25, fine. But for most guys in your space, you know, the first few videos are kind of hard, and you get to like 10 videos and you don't have any views. And that's when most people, like 99% of guys, will stop. But if you just keep going past that and get to the 50 videos and just keep thinking to yourself, yeah, I'm going to find one way to improve every video that I record. Okay, I'm going to talk like this in this video. I'm going to talk with my hand a little bit more in this video. I'm going to maybe make a different thumbnail for this video 50 times. Your videos are going to start actually performing well, and suddenly you're going to start getting hundreds of views per video, 50 videos in. And now once you're at like 500 videos in a year, you're going to get tens of thousands of views, and you're making 10k a month from something that's actually like valuable.
Wow.
Why don't we keep you accountable for that? Will you post the first video within 24 hours from now?
Yeah, why not?
Let me see. Yeah. Let's get someone to hold you. Noah, you've been smiling a lot in this call. Would you hold Sterling accountable? Yeah, he looks happy.
Thank you
yeah.
so much.
There we go. 24 hours for the first video, okay?
All right, it'll be up.
Awesome. Thank you for coming up today, bro.
Should I start a fresh channel?
Maybe make a new one, you know? Because I know that like you can decide this for yourself. It depends what kind of like personality you have, and you know, it can feel nice to already have the higher number, but in general, you don't really want the audience who you're not gonna keep. And so if they came to you for the shorts, they're probably not the kind of audience that you want when you start making the long form content.
For sure. I'll start a new one. Yeah. 24 Fantastic. Hours. I'll message Noah on the platform.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming
Thank
up, bro.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no problem. See you later.
Thank you. Up in the chat, boys. Did you hear the drilling, by the way? Like, we've got builders coming in, like doing the bathrooms and stuff. Could you hear it on my video? A little bit. Okay, sweet. Yeah, it was really loud. I'm surprised.